When reporter Mara Vistendahl traveled to Suining County in China, she found a booming economy, apartment buildings decorated with Roman columns, supermarkets selling jewelry and watches next to produce. And at an elementary school, she saw students assembled in two straight lines, like the children in the book Madeline, except these kids were overwhelmingly male.
Vistendahl discovered there were twice as many boys as girls. Mara Vistendahl writes about this in her new book, Unnatural Selection, Choosing Boys Over Girls, and the Consequences of a World Full of Men. She cites a widely accepted figure. If sex ratios at birth had stayed normal over the past few decades, there would be 163 million more females in Asia.
Preferring baby boys to baby girls isn't a new phenomenon. What's different, she says, is that parents in developing countries can now put that preference into action far more easily.
As a country develops, the birth rates fall, new technology comes in, and unfortunately one of the side effects is skewed sex ratio at birth.
Well, I think there'll be a lot of people listening who will think, well, wait a minute, in these countries, women, families, couples, rather, don't have really good access to sex selection technologies. You know, it's expensive. They have to go to a city. But that's not true.
One thing that's key to remember is, and this is happening among educated women with more resources, more money. At the same time, there are cheap ultrasound machines available. And then also, there's a very different context surrounding abortion in Asia. You know, in the U.S., a woman may have to brave picket lines to get an abortion. She may not have a clinic in her town. And in many parts of Asia, abortion is readily available, and so is ultrasound.
Can this be entirely attributed to prejudice against girls? Because what seems unusual about this is you're talking about richer societies with women who are more highly educated, and yet it's turning into a drastically bad situation for fetuses that are female.
So looking at gender discrimination alone doesn't explain the problem, because in many societies around the world, parents tell researchers they want at least one boy. And you have countries where women have very low status, in the Middle East, for example, and the sex ratio at birth is balanced. That just really does not explain what's happening.
What does explain what's happening?
Well, birth rates, again, have fallen very dramatically. If you look at the average Korean woman in the 1950s had six children. Now the birth rate is close to one. And that's a very dramatic fall. If you have six children, the chance that one of those children will turn out to be a boy is 99%. So it's not that women necessarily want sons any more than before, but there's more pressure on them. And these countries also have a history of population control and a dark history at that.
So give us an example of what it means for a country or a region to have more boys. One of the big examples in your book is Taiwan.
Taiwan was one of the earlier countries to practice sex selection. And today you have this whole generation of men that are having trouble finding wives. And there are these marriage tours, they're called, that have developed where a man can pay $10,000 and he gets a flight, room and board, and the fee includes the price of a wife.
Put in perspective how many missing women there are, or the reverse, how many bachelors there are who cannot easily find a bride nearby as they traditionally would, a Taiwanese bride.
Well, to give you a sense of how many men are going on these tours, in parts of rural Korea and Taiwan, about 40% of men are marrying women from foreign countries, and almost all of them are turning to matchmakers. In China and India, you'll have 15% of men over the next few decades who will lack female partners. And so this is a very grave issue in these countries.
And what does that mean for the society?
We do know that unmarried men are responsible for more crime and more violent crime than married men. And there has been one study that was done in eastern China that showed the sex ratio at birth didn't rise in all parts of China at the same time. So economists looked at the areas where people started having more boys earlier and then compared that against the crime rate. And what they found was that the increase in sex ratio at birth actually contributed to the crime rate and greatly.
There was a distinct correlation.
There's a correlation between the crime rate and the gender imbalance in eastern China.
Why didn't this gender imbalance happen in more developed countries earlier when they had access to things like ultrasound and amniocentesis, things that tell you what the sex of the unborn child is?
Well, in the West, we don't have the same history of population control that they do in Asia. At the same time, ultrasound technology has only been at the point where we've been able to determine the sex of a fetus early on since the 1980s. You know, we hit development much earlier. But Americans do today actually select for sex during in vitro fertilization.
And does that favor boys?
Well, the directors of fertility clinics say that Americans prefer girls. But I actually think Americans selecting for girls is really not that different from what's happening in Asia. In both cases, parents are going in with kind of preconceived notions about how the child's going to turn out. And it's really, in both places, this shift toward consumer eugenics, toward parents making small decisions over how their child's going to turn out. And, you know, you add those decisions up and they have a big impact on society.
Mara Vistendahl is the author of Unnatural Selection, Choosing Boys Over Girls and the Consequences of a World Full of Men.